The Caribbean is aiming to become the world's first climate smart zone. In other words,
it's based on a vision of a Caribbean that is greener, stronger, and more resilient than ever before.
But to get there, it will take, among other things,
high impact, low carbon projects, clean transport systems, renewable energy microgrids,
as well as
making sure that we unleash the full potential of the blue economy.
Stay tuned to hear how all that will be addressed. I'm Anthony Morgan. The Caribbean Climate Smart Accelerator Program, which has the objective of making the region the world's first climate smart zone, was launched at the University of the West Indies Uimona campus on August 9. The program aims to transform the region's economy by fast-tracking investment opportunities that support climate solutions for resilience, social development, and broad-based growth for the Caribbean. So far, some 26 countries and more than 40 private and public sector partners have joined the accelerator. Addressing the launch, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he's excited by the project's potential to contribute to national and regional development.
Success is measured by how it improves people's lives. Does it make them safer with better jobs, improved social services, and increased economic growth to build a sustainable and successful future? The building blocks of a climate smart Caribbean are in place.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says as the second most disaster-affected region in the world, the accelerator is a timely venture for the Caribbean and will respond to the need for innovative approaches called for by CARICOM heads earlier this year. She says the accelerator program should also benefit from the results of the Caribbean Action 2030 Regional Conference on Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, which was held at the Mona campus of the UWE in 2017.
We created an important regional space to collectively monitor and evaluate the implementation of the SDGs in our region. And I'm confident that the results of that conference will directly complement the initiative being launched.
Core partners of the Accelerator Program include the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, the World Bank, CARICOM, and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS. Founder of the Virgin Group, Sir Richard Branson, who spoke at the launch, says the Accelerator Program is a vision for a more climate change resilient region, built on innovation, powered by clean, sustainable energy, and accelerated by public and private investment.
The Accelerator was formed to break down barriers, to aim high, and to show the world what climate smart development can and should look like. Not just as a defense against hurricanes and disasters, but to help make the Caribbean an even better place to live and visit while combating poverty, creating great jobs, and delivering broad-based economic growth.
Over the next 3 years, the IDB will invest $3 million into the Accelerator Program, starting this year with $1.5 million.
We plan to boost our investments in climate smart projects in this region to over $1 billion over the next 5 years. And about half of those resources will support contingent credit lines to provide countries immediate support after major natural disasters.
President of the IDB, Luis Alberto Moreno. He says the additional funding will build on an existing portfolio of over $200 million of work across the Caribbean region, either directly or through the Caribbean Development Bank. It will support innovative solutions focusing on low-carbon energy, low-carbon public transportation, sustainable infrastructure, coastal management, and energy efficiency projects. Jamaican Olympian and brand ambassador for the Accelerator Program, Usain Bolt, also announced at the launch that the first Caribbean country to become climate smart will be presented with the Accelerator Speed Award. Can you guess which country he is rooting for?
Prime Minister Holness, as a proud Jamaican, I'm used to winning, so I would appreciate it if we could be the first Caribbean country to get to that level.
Bolt adds that he looks forward to the positive impact the Accelerator will have on future generations. Music artist Sean Paul is another ambassador for the Accelerator. That's it for highlights from the launch of the Caribbean Climate Smart Accelerator Program. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.